You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Michelle Gasso. Today we will be speaking with Charlotte Nesbitt, recent recipient of the ACA's ER CAS Award. Nesbitt recently retired as executive director of the Southwest Indiana Regional Youth Village, a nonprofit residential detention facility for youth at risk. And she currently works for ZBEC Management in Nashville, Tennessee, as the executive director of programs. Youth Village was established in May 1995 to provide comprehensive care for dependent, abused, neglected, pre-delinquent, and delinquent youth throughout Southwest Indiana. Charlotte and her husband Terry dreamed and planned the building and operation of the facility. After the death of her husband, Ms. Nesbitt went on to provide the leadership, along with many corporate and community leaders, in the development, site selection, community approvals, financing, design, construction, and startup operations, and overall management of the full continuum services for youth at risk facility for the past 10 years. In 1997 and 2002, the Youth Village Detention Center was accredited and reaccredited by the American Correctional Association. Prior to becoming the on-site executive director of Youth Village, she was the vice president and executive director of youth facilities for Corrections Partners, Inc., and before joining CPI, a private management company, she was criminal justice facility planner and consultant for Correctional Services Group, which is headquartered in Kansas City. She's also employed by the American Correctional Association previously as a consultant and director of special projects. She served as a warden for the women's prison in Dwight, Illinois, and she was the first female to be the assistant warden of the Maryland Penitentiary. And she's also been the recipient of numerous awards and has written on several correctional issues. Today, she's going to discuss her career as a woman in corrections and her thoughts about what corrections should be like in the future. Welcome to today's live talk, Ms. Nesbitt.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, we're very happy to have you with us today. You've had a long and varied career in corrections, and I was hoping you could first talk about what's been like to be a woman working in corrections. You've been a warden, an assistant warden, you've been a consultant, you've had a lot of different positions, and I'm hoping you could talk a little bit about that.
You know, it has varied as the years go by, but in those early years of my career, I have to admit it was sometimes lonely. So often I would be in positions that there were no other peers for me who were women. And so many times I went to meetings and training sessions where I was the lone woman. But at the same time, I think this loneliness was way overbalanced and outweighed because there was so much support. And I was really encouraged by both my female and my male coworkers, my family. And during that time, ACA did a tremendous good job of working with us who were just kind of getting into the leadership positions that had been previously only held by men. Mm-hmm. And then there were other times I just really kind of had to smile internally. you know, those times where you would walk out into the hallway in your prison to greet someone, perhaps like an attorney, and they would say things like, "Madam, I'd like to talk to the warden." And I have to admit, I enjoyed saying something like, "Sir, I am the warden." And, you know, or the kids, I know that there were many of the kids who found it unusual, but at the same time, maybe with a little pride that, you know, the superintendent or the director was a lady. And they seemed to really kind of like introducing me as the lady warden or the lady superintendent. Mm-hmm. So I've had some good times musing over some of the incidents over the years.
Right. Do you think corrections has become more welcoming to females in the field? And do you think that if the field has, why do you think that's important?
You know, most definitely there has been an increase of women working in corrections. And as important, there definitely has been an increase of women coming into more and more leadership roles in our field. Women now and have been heads of agencies, state departments, and I'm very proud they've headed up the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So they've come, they've opened doors, they are providing meaningful assistance in working in our field. And I really think this will continue to increase because of the need and overall more equal opportunity in our field. If you'd allow me to clarify, you know, some time ago, ACA came out with a slogan, corrections is everybody's business. Mm-hmm. Well, as I've worked in corrections, I've kind of expanded that saying. You know, corrections is not only everybody's business, but it's a very demanding, complicated, and sometimes thankless profession. And this profession needs and takes the best of us, whether we are male or female, to do the job. And so I think it's irreversible that women will be working in corrections. Alan Breed, back in the early 80s, said irreversible, and it certainly has come true. Women are coming into the field more frequently. They're doing well, and they are being recognized by being promoted into some very responsible positions.
Great. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Charlotte Nesbitt, Executive Director of Programs for ZBAC Management. Now, knowing you recently received the ER CAS Award, what would you say, and I know you're not done with your career, but what would you say is your greatest accomplishment thus far?
Whoa.
Hard question.
You know, in general, I started out working in corrections because I was motivated. I wanted to help people. And I guess if in general, over these past 40 years, I feel like I have helped people. And so if I have, to me, that has made, you know, my long career extremely worthwhile for me. But I think if I have to be a specific situation, it would be the dream and making the youth village a reality. That dream, you may recall, came about when my husband and I survived Hurricane Hugo while we were down in the islands on a sailboat. And it was very motivating and continued to be motivating. And the reality of the youth village, I'm so very proud. It is one place I feel that the kids really are getting the help they needed. And it also provides the opportunity for the staff to grow to be better care providers.
Well, it sounds like it's a really wonderful place.
Oh, it's better than the dream.
And now, if you were going to give a message to young folks who are coming into the corrections field today, what would you say about preparing to make this a career and coming into the field? What advice might you give them?
You know, I would want our new staff working in our field to have a true understanding that what they have chosen to do is very, very meaningful work. the outcomes of which most of them will never hear. They'll never hear about those offenders or clients they've worked with who really make it well and give back to our communities. But I would really want them to have that understanding that what I'm doing is meaningful and it matters what and how they do their jobs in our field of corrections. And I guess the other thing I would probably want them, and at the youth village, I always made it a point to be part of the initial training for our staff coming in. And I tried to give them the awareness that they can reach for the stars. And they should reach for the stars. And by that I mean do the very best at what they can, get all the training, listen and learn, and most of all, give. I think there's just been a whole lot of reality to some of the old sayings, walk and talk and listen, be real. Be honest, and most definitely show integrity.
Well, it sounds like really great advice, and that concludes today's live talk. Thank you to Charlotte Nesbitt for joining us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, it's been lovely having you. Also, thank you to our audience for tuning in today. For more information about ACA's annual conference where Ms. Nesbitt received the ERCAS Award, be sure to read this week's articles on the Corrections Connection at www.corrections.com. For CCNN, I'm Michelle Gasso.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.